the Monster Mash. Yes. This song's so dumb.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I am your host, Samantha, and my gain is way too high.
Oh, goodness. Holy shit. That is very high. Okay, now it's at a normal level.
Okay, fabulous. You sound much better. I was going to say you sound a little weird before, but now it's good. Okay. Very good.
Because in the move process,
I'm looking
up
at the thing. That's so, it is. It was cranked up really loud right there. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I noticed it last episode, but a lot has happened since our last episode.
Yes.
So I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined by the Mrs. Stormy Kunkel.
Oh, yes. Hello, it's me.
Yeah, you got all married and shit.
I did get all married and shit, which is cool.
Please calm down.
Pretty psyched about it. I mean, it feels the same as it did before, so.
Yeah, and I guess David and I moved in together since our last recording.
That's so cool. I'm so excited for you guys.
Yeah. So it's been a while since we've recorded. Like, this is the first time recording in my new quote-unquote office that's not even set up yet, and I can tell right now we're going to need to, like, put foam on the walls or something because it's very echoey in here.
Oh, I see. So. Yeah, you're going to definitely need to put foam on the walls for sure.
Yeah. Which is fine. It'll just make me look more profesh. So, how was your weekend?
Sam, I lost you.
I'm right here. I never left you.
Oh, yeah. On my end, there was, like, nothing for, like, a while. And I was like, Sam. And then the thing went, like, a little...
Oh, I asked how your weekend was.
Oh, well, it was fine. Thank you. I went to a Halloween party with Luke.
Cool.
And then I also went to the pumpkin patch with Luke. And it snowed.
Yeah. Okay. So I had a very... We pretty much had the same weekend except the Halloween party.
Damn.
Because we both saw Halloween 2018 on Friday.
And yeah, we did that too.
Five minutes apart.
Yes, 5 minutes apart, which is awesome.
And then Saturday night, we went to go see a play about a local ghost story, urban legend, and that was all right. And then we went to the pumpkin patch yesterday.
Did you get a pumpkin?
I did. I got two pumpkins, and David got a pumpkin.
Nice.
I got two white pumpkins, and he got an ugly peanut pumpkin.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, because he likes the peanut pumpkins.
Oh, I see. Wouldn't that be just considered like a gourd?
I think technically, yes. But they're just like ugly pumpkins that nobody wants.
I just got like a regular oval-shaped orange pumpkin. Yeah.
Basic.
To carve it, yeah. We carve pumpkins every year, so.
Nice. Sweet. Nice.
Yeah.
And then I don't think we're actually doing anything next weekend. I mean, he has his brother's bachelor party, but that's not.
Oh, that's so funny because Luke's going to a bachelor party too. Are you sure they're not going to the same one?
That would be weird if Luke was coming all the way down here for David's birthday. We were
David's brother.
It's so funny that you mentioned that because while you guys were handing out gifts, his brother is actually getting the groomsmen pocket watches as their gift.
Whoa. This is some alternate universe shit.
Yeah, and there was something else Luke did that was the same as what Rob's planning to do. And like, maybe we play a game online together.
I know, right? They must like chit chat or some shit.
But I am gonna steal what he got his parents for their present to give to my aunt and uncle for Christmas.
Yeah. Like the star map thing.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
I think that's really cool too. And then I'm going to a haunt on Saturday as well. I'm going to 100 Acres Manor. And, I'm going to the pumpkin patch again, too, on that same day.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, on Sunday is cleaning day. So, yep.
Nice. So you're not going to a Halloween dance or anything?
No. Where are they at? Where can I find one of those?
In the movie,
like the municipal center.
About, don't fucking interrupt me.
The municipal center Halloween dance. Yes, that's that had to be where they fucking were. There's no way you can drink at the school dance. That's everyone was like hammered.
I don't think they were drinking legally.
Everybody was like drunk though. How did the supervisor, like other people at the school, not notice that?
Because
I didn't see any teachers. I didn't see any teachers. Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Well, if it was a public event, why wouldn't? All right, so this week,
anyway,
our season two premiere. I'm calling it season two because why the fuck not? We're discussing Halloween 2018 because this is also our Halloween special.
So if you didn't see Halloween 2018, turn off the podcast because spoilers ahead.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen it, like seriously, what the fuck are you waiting for? Just go see it.
And you know what? If you're a Scientologist, get the fuck out.
If you're a Scientologist, get the fuck out too. We don't need your shit. We don't need any of this stress.
Mormons are okay.
Dude, when I went to Utah, there were Mormons like everywhere. They cleaned our room for us. Like
no
Mormon
fucking
women.
Way. There were Mormons in Utah?
It was weird because they wore these like dresses and they're like all long sleeve and like all like floor length and blue and shit. It reminded me of The Handmaid's Tale.
They were fundamental.
Fundamental?
Yes. Because, you know, most Mormons are just normal people who happen to be Mormons, but then they're the fundamentalists, so.
Oh, is that what that? Okay.
Yeah. There are two different, very different sects of Mormonism. One believes in polygamy, the other does not.
Ah, I see. Well, anyway, which one did I have? It was, like, definitely a fundamentalist.
Yeah, definitely probably, like, a fucking fundamentalist who was wed at 14 and...
Yep.
No offense to Mormons. You guys are great.
Yeah,
live
thanks
your
for cleaning the room for us. It was nice. Thank you. You made the bed good. Awesome.
So yeah, we're talking about Halloween 2018. Mm-hmm. I was nervous going into it, but I can say I was pleasantly surprised.
Me too. So don't listen to anybody that says that it's a waste of money to go and see it, because it is not.
Oh. Did you see my reaction to my friend's post about that?
No, because I had someone on my Facebook that kind of said, I had a lot of people on my Facebook that like said they didn't like it. And I was like, that's some bullshit. But no, I didn't see your reaction. I should go look for it.
No, I had a friend say, don't waste your time with the new Halloween movie. It's garbage. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It was really good, actually. Like... I will say there was some to be desired. Oh my god, where did Stormy go? She's gone so quiet.
You went away too, and I just waited for you to come back. But no, what did you say on the thing? What did she say?
I didn't respond. I just reacted angrily.
Angrily.
But
yeah, she said it was like shitty.
Yeah, and like I don't. If you're going in expecting this to be a sequel to the Rob Zombie movies, which I feel like a lot of people are, you're going to be disappointed because it's not a sequel to the Rob Zombie movies. It's a direct sequel to the original.
Okay, but yeah, weird. It's not a sequel to the Rob Zombie movies.
I don't know why I keep going in and out. It's probably fucking Chantel.
Chantel.
Am I going to have to go on another Twitter rant?
Maybe. And then they're going to be like, hey, Sam, we heard that you complained. Do you want us to help you?
No, Verizon. Chantel never responded to me. It was Verizon that responded to me.
Yeah, that's right. So is this movie a direct sequel to the first Halloween or the second Halloween?
To the first Halloween.
The second?
The first.
The first. Okay. Sorry, you cut out again.
Sorry. They retcon that they're brother and sister.
Yes. Right on. Well, yeah, so I went to see it and it was awesome, of course. And it was just long enough, you know, for like being in the theater. And I think like some people didn't like it maybe because it actually has a lot more like violence, like a lot more violence than, of course, the original. But I think a lot more violence than people are expecting. And I don't know why
that would like. I don't think that was the issue. She said that it had too many funny moments in it. And I'm like, not really. And
I mean, also, I thought it was well balanced.
Yeah, and I feel like people don't realize that if you want to write a realistic horror movie with realistic characters, they're not going to be dead serious and crying all the time.
Yeah, friends joke exactly. around. Right?
Sometimes yeah, I even make you laugh.
I know, you do make me laugh all the time. But yeah, I think the funny parts in the movie were decent, you know, mm-hmm. and it was fine. I was fine. And it didn't like make me roll my eyes or anything.
Yeah.
Like a lot of newer horror movies with humor do. Yeah. They just did it pretty much just right. And like I said, there was a balance and but I really adored where they went with like the violence and like the kills and everything like that. And just how like brutal Michael was.
Oh, he was so brutal. And I was kind of worried for a second that a lot of the kills were going to be done off screen, which I didn't mind the nod to Halloween 2 hammer kill off screen because you can hear what's going on. And it's kind of, I'd rather not see that. But then there was the part where he just, the random woman in her house, he just stabs the knife straight through her neck.
Yes, and that was awesome. And then it just kind of like went from there, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I think my biggest complaint might have to do with the pacing of the kills, because when it gets started, it doesn't stop, which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
I wish there was more character development between the Strode family.
I agree with that as well. I really do. Especially Lori and her daughter. Not necessarily her granddaughter, but the daughter.
Yeah, I think that would have made the ending pay off a lot better. But I'm glad that it just wasn't completely absent from the film. You could get that family strain. I just wish there was maybe 5 or 10 minutes more of it.
Yeah. Yeah, because she kind of like ran through her like childhood really fast, or like right after the dinner scene. And it was like too fast. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And these are completely new characters. We know Jamie Lloyd, but Jamie Lloyd no longer exists. This is a new daughter for Laurie Strode. So maybe they shouldn't have made it a completely new daughter. Maybe they should have made it Jamie Lloyd.
I know they should have. And that would have been really cool. But they allegedly they didn't approach her for the role.
Which is a little. The actress. Maybe they thought. Maybe they thought Danielle Harris was too young to be a mom of a teenager. I haven't seen her anything lately, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess you're right. If it's been 40 years, you know, then, yeah, you need someone older.
And I like Judy Greer. I think this is one of her better performances.
Yeah, I really agree with that, too. Yeah, I really like her. The last time I saw her was in, like, 13 going on 30, which is kind of a cool change up for her to be in a horror movie.
We're watching My Name is Earl right now, and she played the bearded lady in an episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. I haven't heard the name of that show for like years until just now.
It's a good show.
My Name is Earl.
The fuck you say?
I said My Name is Earl, haha.
Oh, I thought you said it's horrible. And I thought we were
I never saw it.
I thought we were going to have an altercation.
An altercation.
Thought I was going to have to get a new podcast host.
Get a new pod. Jeez, that happens like every episode. I feel like once we start talking, it's like, okay, I guess I need a new podcast host.
Fuck Stormy, let's get her out of here.
Shit, I know. Well, the one thing that I did write on this very empty document I'm staring at by myself is
I'm sorry, should I read the word empty document with you?
Just to see how funny and empty it is. Yeah, maybe you should. It's in show notes. It's called H18 Halloween Special. Please look for fun.
But yeah, the John Carpenter score, as you're trying to say, was very incredible.
So awesome. So awesome. The way they use the music. Fucking and that was great.
That was a big thing the Rob Zombie version was missing, was an original John Carpenter score. Like, yeah, he used the Halloween theme, but come on.
Yeah, it kept using, like, regular... it kept using songs. It used Beth... the Love Hurts song. Over and over, which is cool, and it kind of became like the theme song of like the Rob Zombie movies. Yeah, this really just honed in on like the originality of the first movie.
And you said this didn't happen. You said this didn't happen in the theater you saw it in, but I saw it in a Regal theater, and Regal is rolling out Regal Premium Experience. But whenever the music or any sound would hit a certain bass tone, the seats would vibrate.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, so, not to me.
Yeah, so it would vibrate every time they shot a gun, and then the ending scene when the house, spoiler alert, goes up in flames.
Goes up in flames.
Like you felt the flames engulfing the house. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at a shitty AMC, so
I kind of prefer, I don't know.
I've never been to the other nice.
You've never been to a Regal?
Yeah. No, we have some around, and I plan to go to one soon because there's one near me. I just haven't, like, it's just that AMC has always been my theater of choice, the one that I go to.
Right.
But I'll go to one.
I do think AMC gets more indie films, like when we went to go see The Disaster Artist. We had to drive.
They do classic movie nights too. Yeah.
We had to drive like 2 hours to go see The Disaster Artist.
Damn, dude. Where do you even... You live like really far away from an AMC. That's crazy.
We live far away from an AMC. We live far away from a theater that was actually showing it. We're only 45 minutes from an AMC.
Okay.
But that's Regal cool. is better.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, not sorry.
I mean, I'll have to try a Regal cinema. I haven't tried one yet.
I mean, a movie theater is a movie theater.
Yeah, but I hear they have, like, reclining seats so I can stare at the ceiling instead of the screen.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, so for sure. So I loved the score. Oh, Sam, I don't know if you noticed, but did you notice the nod to Halloween 3 with those silver shamrock masks?
I did
during
not.
The trick-or-treating scene?
I don't...
Oh, you bastard.
I don't acknowledge Halloween 3.
Well, clearly the director does, and you would have noticed if you did too. So,
I need to rewatch Halloween 3, but I don't know.
Find a new podcast host because Sam doesn't acknowledge Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Yeah, if you find a new podcast host, you need to find a new podcast. This is mine.
You find a new podcast. Well, fine. But yeah, once I saw this, I was like, oh shit, those are some silver shamrock masks. And like once you watch it again, like you'll notice because it's the same ones that are on the cover of the like DVD or whatever. Yeah. And let's see what else was there that was really, really cool. A lot of the kills were like paying respects to like the same kills in the first movie, like whenever he killed that one guy, like stabbing the knife through his chest, but he was like hanging on the wall.
Mm-hmm. I thought that too.
That one kid. Yeah, he, that kid is actually Susan Sarandon's son, surprisingly.
Weird.
Oh, that one, the really cute one who was driving like on the motorcycle.
Oh, you thought he was cute?
Oh, yeah, he looks like a young Kyle MacLachlan.
Oh.
Which one do you think I'm talking about, dude? There's the ass ugly one who, like, cheated on his girlfriend at the dance.
Yeah, let's talk about him.
Yeah.
What happened to
him? Yeah, he looked like a troll. Yeah, what happened to him? Is he okay?
We were talking about that on the way home. What happened so to her ugly. Boyfriend?
Oh, what happened to him? Like, where did he go?
Yeah.
Shit, I guess we don't see him again. Maybe that he just, like, just goes home and everything's fine.
I think there might.
And he's, like, unaffected by the tragedy.
I hope
there's
a deleted scene where Michael kills him.
Yeah, there just might be. Like, when he's, if he's, like, walking home.
Drown him in a bowl of pudding. I don't know.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about? The fuck? What kind of school dance is a bowl of pudding? That's vanilla pudding. The fuck is that shit?
Yeah, I don't know. And
that was random.
And your girlfriend is gone for 10 minutes, so you decide to make out with a slutty tiger.
Ew, yeah, I know. And then you really try to play it off like she was whispering in my ear, and I was like, but I thought that you guys were like happy together.
Mm-hmm.
The hell? But then he's like a closet alcoholic already because he's like a flask, like a fucking loser.
Yeah, that was really weird. I don't get him.
Yeah. This whole weird dynamic with all the friends was weirding me out because like when what the heck, Allison Strode or whatever, was walking with her blonde friend and then the one kid who blew the pumpkin up, I thought that they were all just like buds. But, like, the blonde girl and the guy are, like, a couple, which surprised me.
Apparently.
And it was just a weird – I thought that they were all just friends, and then the one kid was, like, the third wheel who was creepy, and I thought he was gay, but then he kissed her, and I was like, what the fuck? I don't understand with these friends, man. So – but they all died, right, except for her boyfriend. So
– as far as we know.
There's got to be a deleted scene where he's killed. Yeah,
I hope so.
There's no reason for be kept alive.
Like, it would be pretty
but
shitty.
Does he?
It would be pretty shitty if they kill her unsuspecting dad and not her douchebag boyfriend.
Shit, I know, right? I mean, does he leave the dance at all? Like, we don't even see him leaving the dance, but she leaves the dance with the other kid.
Mm-hmm. He probably banged the slutty tiger in the pudding bowl.
Probably.
Also, what kind of
what did you think of their couple's costume? Was it clever?
It was fine.
Okay.
It was fine.
What were you gonna say?
What kind of town after like not one, not two, but four brutally mutilated dead bodies are found in a gas station doesn't like cancel the Halloween dance?
Listen, the guy with the sheriff's hat said Halloween is not canceled.
Well, I mean, you can't really cancel all of Halloween that short notice, but you could probably cancel the dance at least.
The dance is probably their like biggest Halloween event.
Probably, but and I get they're trying to go a different direction than the rest of the sequels where Halloween is canceled and it's taboo. But I don't know. I feel like maybe cancel it before like three more people get murdered, which happens.
Wouldn't you think that they would have, like, more, I don't know, like, more of a police presence since they know that 40 years ago, like, a bunch of people died on Halloween night because they were killed by Michael Myers?
I mean, I guess they might have chilled out in the 40 years, but...
Yeah, I guess you're... it's
been like,
40 fucking years.
It's not like it was a secret that... Okay, there didn't even seem to be any warning that a bus carrying... quote-unquote dangerous mental patients had crashed and they were trying to collect all the mental patients and one of them is Michael Myers. There was no kind of there was no real warning for that. And I don't know. I mean, a lot of it was plot convenient to get Laurie and Michael back together. It's just a little odd.
I mean, if Michael Myers is so dangerous, shouldn't they transfer him by himself on like a max security, like armored car instead of a school bus?
Yeah, they should.
That'd be more safe and he wouldn't get out as easy. Also, maybe they just shouldn't transfer him at all anymore and he just won't escape because every time he gets transferred, he escapes. Yeah.
No.
So don't do that.
That only happened, right? That hasn't happened. All the other sequels don't count.
Oh, yeah, you're right,
This is the only time it's happened.
So I guess he'll just escape anytime he wants because he kind of just escaped in the first movie just because it was time.
Right.
It was the right time. And he learned how to drive a car. And drove around.
Yes. Changing topics because it's going to lead into what I want to talk about next. When the podcasters are listening to a recording of Dr. Loomis, is that actually Donald Pleasance?
It's actually Donald Pleasance because it was a nod to him in memory of him. Yeah, so that was really nice that they had that
because
in there.
It sounded a little off, but it also sounded on, if that makes sense.
It was him. Yeah, it was definitely Donald Pleasance.
So,
oh, hail Donald Pleasance.
Is that dialogue from the first movie or just spliced up? I should probably look it up.
It sounded like it. Shit, dude. I don't remember all the things that were said.
Because I know there is another version of Halloween that was put out for TV where they added in extra scenes to hit the 2-hour running time for television. So maybe it's from that and why I don't remember it. Because I just watched the original Halloween last year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should remember something so clearly.
Yeah. I feel like I watched it recently, the original, but I would have to watch the new movie again to, like, pick up on everything in that recording.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, the podcasters. I'm so glad they're dead. They were so annoying. So annoying. Fucking British. How do they get that mask?
He got it from the Attorney General's office.
Is that what he said? I don't know if I caught that one or not. The theater was full of people who were very talkative. If you know what I mean?
Oh shit, were you in a talkative theater too?
Fuck yeah, I was so fucking like talking and laughing and like saying like you gonna die, like that kind of thing.
Okay, like that.
It's like shut the fuck up.
That I can get over pretty quickly. That's just people being jackasses, but they're in the movie and actually paying attention. No, during our screening, there was like maybe 4 or 5 suburban moms who had been drinking.
Oh God!
Because you can drink at the Regal theaters.
Yeah.
And so they're just like having conversations during the movie. And finally the guy in front of them turns around and says, "Can y'all be quiet? I did not pay $16 to hear you guys talk." And so they get quiet.
Nice.
They get quiet for a second. And then you hear one complaining to her friend about what he just said to her. And so
oh my God.
I guess his wife or girlfriend went to get one of the people and complained to them. And for the last half of the movie, the guy was just standing in the corner making sure they wouldn't talk anymore.
Making sure they wouldn't talk anymore.
And when I say these suburban moms were wasted, I mean they were pretty deep. I'm concerned about them driving home because every time they would come back into the theater, like they disappeared for about 15 minutes after the guy yelled at him, two of them did. And then when they come back in, they're just like stomping up the stairs. It's like,
oh my God.
You're ruining this for me. To you, this is a movie night, but to me, this is work.
I know, right? It's like, this is fucking serious to us, okay?
I should have been egotistic and made a fake press pass for myself. Just,
oh my God, yeah, with like a big V on it, like we talked about.
Just to make myself feel special.
Right. It's like, do you see this fucking pass, bitch? Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that for Suspiria, but I feel like...
Oh, dude, when's Suspiria come out? Because watch, we're about to see it on the same day.
November 8th? It's in November. It's early in November.
Right. Sweet.
But it's after Halloween.
Let me know when you plan to see it, because then I'll probably see it within 5 minutes of you seeing it.
But I feel like that one's not going to have as big of a obnoxious turnout as Halloween would, because Suspiria's...
Nobody knows what Suspiria is, first of all.
It's a classic.
Unless you've seen the original.
It's a classic, which means for the remake, you're only going to get, like, the quote-unquote true horror movie fans.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
When we were walking into the theater, we were behind some young rednecks.
Oh, God.
And one girl was like, "We should be seeing Halloween tonight." And her boyfriend was like, "Yeah, but you said you were going to go see Venom tonight." That's the kind of audience, unfortunately, that Halloween 2018 brings out.
Venom can suck a dick.
Listen, you're right, but would you really want that mouth on your dick?
You're right. yeah, dude. So I was just in a theater full of people. It was the kind of people that, like, when everybody left, their nacho and chicken wing boxes were there too still. Like, they left all their shit everywhere. And I was like, are you fucking serious?
We got popcorn. Gross. We got popcorn, but I don't actually like... Because Regal's doing this thing now where it kind of has a cafe in it and you can get real food, not just movie theater food. Which sounds great in theory, but what kind of asshole is going to order a cheeseburger and fries to watch their movie with? Like... The most we get is a large drink to share, a large popcorn, and a bag of M&Ms to put in the popcorn. That's all you need.
Dude, literally same. But this movie, I had eaten beforehand, and we just, like, went right in and sat down and, like, stayed there. And I was on the edge of my seat the whole movie, so I just, like, just sat there on the edge of my seat with, like, my hand on my mouth, like, the whole time. Like, so I was so excited. But yeah, other than that, I hope that other people had better screenings than we did. Yeah, but I guess that's what happens when you just, like, go out with other people.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go see a popular horror franchise on opening night. Sometimes I appreciate it because it's the audience that's going to really be into it, but also you get assholes like suburban moms on their first night out in a month.
Dude, were they even there because they're Halloween fans?
I don't fucking know.
Like, what the there's no fucking way that they know what the fuck was going on at all.
No, because as soon as the movie was over, they went on to have a conversation about something else with beers in their hands. And
it's like, bitches, just get out of here. Just go see something else. They're like, oh, let's see something scary tonight. Oh. Okay, how about Halloween? Because it's going to be Halloween. They probably don't even know another one exists.
Probably.
God. That just bothers me. It really bothers me.
It does, and I don't want to get elitist or anything, but someday we won't have to worry about it because someday we'll get invited to all the film premieres.
Oh, that's right. Yay! And then we'll have real press passes. Real credentials.
Yeah, and
they're gonna say RH
in like 20 years.
Yeah, in like 20 years when we're huge. Yes, what else did I want to discuss about the movie?
About Sam Loomis, how did you feel about his new doctor?
Pathetic. However, I do understand wanting to be Michael Myers. That's fine.
Like, that was the one thing that honestly shocked me about the movie. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, like this guy.
I was like,
this fucking
holy
guy.
Shit, did they really kill Michael Myers? Is this guy gonna be the one to finish off the job?
I know. I really thought that too. I was like, oh shit, he put the mask on. Does that mean he's gonna, like, kill everyone now and he's gonna be Michael? And then I was like, no, wait, no, Michael can't die. It's all good. It's all good. So then I was okay.
But that was a pretty fun twist.
It was. It was fun. I was like, oh,
and that his death.
Busted arm.
Oh. When Michael just stomped his skull and his brains went everywhere.
Now that is a good curb stomp because he stomped once and his head exploded. But I think in, like, Halloween 2, Rob Zombie Halloween 2, he does a curb stomp too, but he, like, curb stomps, like, a couple times. But this one, he just one and done. Yeah, so that was awesome. That was an awesome kill. He was like, how dare you put my mask on? Mm-hmm. And then he broke his head.
Like, let's be real.
Broke his head.
There's no...
Who the fuck goes to the gas station bathroom to take a dump? Like, seriously, just thought of that, too. I'm like, why would you go and do that? Just go to the nearest restaurant. Yeah. Like, why?
On the way back from your wedding, we stopped at a sketchy-ass gas station bathroom. Really? Yeah, and the women's restroom, I guess, was nicer than the men's, but the women's was just sad because it was dirty. But they're also trying to make it look nicer, so they had a fake potted flowers.
But, like, it wasn't as bad as the one in the movie. The one in the movie was, like, real bad. And I'm like, I don't know how bad that can be.
Yeah.
That was, like, really, really bad. But, yeah, if you go in there, you might as well just kill yourself because you're going to die in that bathroom.
You're going to get hepatitis. Anyway. That's for damn sure.
Wouldn't you be worried if, like, someone, like, came in and, like, wanted to get, like, knocked on all the doors and then just stood in front of your door and they had black boots on? I'd be like, that's definitely a guy, first of all.
Wear black boots.
I know, but like, that was clearly like a men's legs and feet. I do wear black boots, but like,
first of all, I don't think we should assume Michael Myers' gender. He hasn't spoken since he was 6 years old.
First of all, do you think he really spoke to the granddaughter, or was that a lie?
I think that was a lie. She wanted to get out of the car. Yeah, I was disappointed they didn't give Michael Myers, like, a line.
One word. Yeah, a line. Like, what would he say, though?
I don't know. You had John Carpenter working on the film with you. I'm sure he could have thought of something.
Yeah, like, he could... Like, I'm trying to think of, like, if he would say one thing, like, what would it be? And it would probably be, like, something stupid.
I mean, I feel like he would say Judith or something. See, it's hard.
That's what he said Judith or, like, Lori. Yeah.
But I don't even think he knows. Because we have to discount Halloween, too. She's not his sister in this, so would he really even know her name? I don't think. He even knows it's the same girl from 40 years ago. He just wants to keep killing. He's an addict.
So, like, going through this movie, I totally forgot to consider that in this movie, he's not her brother. Mm-hmm. But watching it, I couldn't tell the difference between how she spoke about him, about Michael.
And that's something a lot of people were bringing up with the first trailer is why would she still be obsessed with him after 40 years if he's not her brother? And she has PTSD. Either way, she almost died and her two best friends died that night. So I think she's just super fucked up and never got the help she needed after that.
Yeah.
And her whole outlook on life changed.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that's why she's still obsessed with him and why she talks about him the way she does.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense too. I'll always think of it as he's the brother though, no matter what. But that's just me because I like that conspiracy theory.
Well, it's not a conspiracy theory in the original canon. It's a legit part of the story that he has a Celtic curse put on him that makes him need to kill his family.
The thorn or some shit. His little tattoo. Oh, that's so funny.
Don't mention.
What is that? Is that from the Curse of Michael Myers? Paul Rudd. That fucking movie. Goodness.
So anyway. Are you gonna, I've never watched the Goldbergs, but are you gonna watch them this week?
Why? Because of the Nightmare on Elm Street thing?
Yeah, because Robert Englund's back as Freddy.
No, because I don't have cable, Sam. Oh, so okay. I can't just go and watch anything I want.
But you can just get an antenna.
No, Sam. Getting an antenna won't make me have cable. It's not how that shit works.
It's not on cable. It's on ABC, which is basic cable that you can get with an antenna.
I don't think that shit's real. Take that shit elsewhere.
You know what? It is real. Let me go get the expert on it.
Let me just go find a TV and plug it in, and then I'll get that channel. Channel 2 and
David.
Thank
you. David.
I don't fucking want to talk to David right now. He can't help me.
You're going to fucking talk to David.
No matter what he says, I'm going to believe what I said and not what he said.
Well, Kelly, you're fucking wrong. You are the problem with America's political landscape.
I'm just saying I don't think I can access it on my TV. I could probably watch it on my computer, though. Okay.
Okay.
For sake.
I will accept that response. It'll be on Hulu the next day.
Oh, well, okay. I have Hulu, so.
Yeah, ABC, it. Fox, and NBC, like, put all their shows up the next day on Hulu.
Ah.
So it'll be up Thursday for us.
It really is Robert Englund, isn't it? It's fucking awesome.
He's back as Freddy, and, like...
Batman.
I think we need to watch it, because I think the numbers will show that we want another...
Watch it.
What?
Yeah, if you want me to watch it, I'll watch it.
Because I think if it gets high enough ratings, that'll show New Line Cinema that we want another Nightmare on Elm Street movie with Robert Englund.
With Freddy, yes, we would like that to have that, please.
Obviously, we want one with Freddy, not a...
I would want one with Freddy. No. Do you see that, like, thing floating around Facebook saying that, like, Robert Englund is interested in doing a Freddy movie again, and there might be one more?
Yeah, I saw John Squires shared that for the first
How
time.
How do I know if that's real? Yeah.
Because it was an actual interview that he did with Alec. I don't know if he can fucking hear that.
Yeah. I can hear that.
Yeah, that's my fucking upstairs neighbor.
Really?
Yes. All fucking day.
What are they doing? Like knocking on your wall?
No, they're just walking.
Oh my god. It's unbelievable.
Right? And I feel like they hear me talking about them, so they're doing it.
Serious? Is that creaking?
Yeah, and they do it all day.
Oh my god, they just fucking walk around all day? That's some bullshit. Tell them to sit the fuck down and stay there all day.
Well into like...
Wear some slippers. I don't know.
I've been woken up at like 3 a.m. because of their stomping around.
Oh my god, I'd freak out if I was like woken up by footsteps.
The other day,
I'd be like, "Fuck, someone's here."
Last weekend, they woke David Jesus up because Sam. They were having sex, and David could hear it through the floor.
Are you serious?
Yes, and he was like, "I wasn't sure if I should wake you up for it or not, but." I thought
wake you up just to be like, hey Sam, LOL. Sorry. It's like, great, Dave, now I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah. And sometimes like we'll hear one of them get really mad at the other. Like, should we call the police?
Wait, can you hear them like audibly or can you just hear muffled like screaming?
When they are fighting, we can hear what they are saying word for word.
What do they fight about?
I don't fucking know.
Well, if you could hear them talk, what the fuck are they saying?
I don't know. It's usually like mid-fight when we start to hear them. Cause...
Like, I hate you went to the casino again. God damn it. Where's all my money?
Casinos are illegal in Virginia, Stormy.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Because Virginia's weird.
Oh, okay.
We're not a state. We're a commonwealth.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's a bunch of casinos here.
Yeah.
That's Have you ever been in a casino?
That's because in Pennsylvania, you can pursue your happiness.
Was it pursue your happiness or like pursue your dreams?
It was pursue your happiness.
Pursue your happiness. That's some bullshit. I can't believe that's the Pennsylvania like motto. I never even knew that. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, the last thing so I think basic. About when I go to Pennsylvania is happiness.
You're like, wow, I really want to go somewhere to pursue my happiness and like throw a dart at a dartboard and it goes on Pittsburgh. And you're like, shit, guess I'm going there.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Well, shit. Good thing their sign says so. Or we'd be fucked. Anyway. That's really funny that they fight and you can hear it.
It gets scary sometimes. Like, what if they get a gun?
What if they get a gun?
Like, I don't care if like they accidentally kill me, but what if they kill David and I have to start dating again?
What if they kill David?
Like, if they start shooting wildly and, wait, are they upstairs neighbors?
Yeah.
Okay, so what if they shoot wildly at the ground? Like, what if they shoot at each other's feet to scare each other and it goes through the fucking floor? Because clearly the ceiling is really thin. They're college students.
Yeah, so they're not going to know how to handle a gun.
Oh, see, when you say the word neighbor, I imagine just like old people.
No, no, they're college students, which is much more concerning because above me is America's future.
And they're always like screaming and at each other and then like, and like stomping around. Do you have wood floors?
What?
I'm guessing you have wood floors.
No, we have carpet.
Carpet? What the fuck are they doing then? I don't understand. Man, I thought that was wood floors, dude. It's so creaky.
I'm going to title this super special awesome Halloween special featuring Sam's neighbor.
Featuring Sam's neighbor with carpeted floors. That's unbelievable. God, if I walk around, I hear it right now. Is that them?
Yes.
That's crazy, dude. It's like a ghost. It sounds like you're like tapping a pen on your desk.
I'm not doing
like that's
anything.
Exactly what it sounds like to me.
I know it's not you.
I know, but I'm just trying to say from right here, that's how like easy to hear it is because it sounds like it's right there. That's fucking crazy. I'm sorry for you.
It's fine.
I can't hear my neighbors. I can only hear people if they're in like the hallway talking. Mm-hmm. And that's all. Yeah, I don't hear anybody and they don't hear us.
That's good. That's good. It makes waiting until marriage to have sex very awkward for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it does. Wait, so if you can hear them walk around, do you think people can hear you guys walk around?
We try to walk as lightly as possible because of that, but these are old apartments, so they might still hear us, but...
Yeah.
I feel like to make the amount of noise they make, you have to, like, deliberately stomp.
You really have to put some effort into your walking or, like, not know how to, like, carry yourself properly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Be, like, heavy, like, just tread around or, like, be, like, heavy-footed or whatever. I don't know. Like, drag your feet or some shit. I don't know. It's, like, you have to, like, try to walk like that.
Right.
Anyway, Sam. So, anything else you'd like to discuss regarding the movie?
I don't think so. I do hope, as much as I love Halloween as a franchise, I do hope this is the last one.
Yeah. I was like, please stop now. This is great, but I was like, don't do the thing. Because once you told me that there was like that after credits, like breathing, I was like, uh-oh, they're going to do a Halloween 2 because he's not dead. And then it's like, just going to go on and on and on for 8 more movies.
I know it's possible because this movie's already grossed $80 million.
But that's awesome.
I think they should end it here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else?
I think they should too.
We've gotten Halloween H2O, which is another one where Laurie Strode kicks ass. And then we have this one. And I feel like this one, even if you're a fan of the main canon, this is the perfect conclusion to the story.
It is. But you see how they put the knife in the girl's hand? Like, what are they going to do? Like Halloween 4?
No.
Or like she becomes demented and wants to be Michael? No.
I'd rather not. Maybe. I'd rather not. I'd rather skip that.
I hope they just don't do anything more from here on out. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think this is the best conclusion. Yeah. I mean, because this eliminates the rest of the canon, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, and 40 years.
Yeah, and, you know, it's in the main canon where Michael Myers is some mythical being that just magically comes to life every Halloween. In this movie, he's just a normal person like he was in the first movie.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, I use the word normal loosely.
Yes. He's like, yeah, I understand what you're talking about. Yeah.
He bleeds like a human. He probably will burn and die like a human in a house fire.
Yes. Her house is cool as hell, though. It had all those secret passageways and like that, like
thing in the floor.
Yeah, that's going to be your house.
In the wall. I know, right? If I have to, like, prepare for 40 years for Michael to come, then I'll have a mannequin room.
Do you think Ben Tramer was one of her two husbands?
I was actually going to bring that up. I was going to say, like, do you like, who do you think her husband was when she did have one, because she has a child? I wonder who it could have been.
She said she was married twice, so I wonder who her husbands were.
Ben Tramer. It probably was, I'd say. Maybe.
Yeah, because she's from a small town and you usually marry your high school sweetheart.
Yeah. And I don't know who the second one would be, but I guess it really doesn't matter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Begon. Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's married.
Yeah, but like, no, Lori would have been his first wife who taught him all these survival skills.
Yeah, that's true. All the survival skills. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that was badass. And she really did. Like, she really was a mess. She did that well. Mm-hmm. Damn, she was such a mess. But she was awesome.
Jamie Lee Curtis is still so underrated as an actress.
I think she is. Yeah, I think so too. And I really wish that people would kind of understand and like seek her out more in horror movies. Because she's been in a lot of like comedy stuff too.
I feel like it's a choice though not to do a lot of horror.
Yeah, which is fine.
Because when you think about it, her career was kind of built on two horror movies, Prom Night and Halloween.
Yeah. Absolutely. Prom Night.
Do you think, because people are talking about how New Line Cinema wants to have an $80 million opening weekend for a new Nightmare movie, do you think they would try and pull what Halloween did and bring Heather Langenkamp back? I don't think she has the star power as Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I didn't even consider that because, like, I mean, like, I love Heather Langenkamp and stuff like that, but, like, I don't know. She wasn't nearly the final girl that Jamie Lee Curtis was. And there's there's just so many different girls in final girls in Nightmare movies. Mm-hmm. It's, like, different every time, you know. I don't know. I don't know what they would do. I don't know how they would go about that at all.
As long as they don't bring back Johnny Depp, because...
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure they wouldn't do that at all.
I feel like his career is just done.
No, where'd it go? It kind of just disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a completely different thing than, like, what's going on with the Halloween movie right now, because doing this was, like, kind of, like, a flawless, like you said, canon wrap up, but Nightmare just like I don't know where it would go. It'd have to have like a whole new little plot.
It might be time to send Freddy to space.
Oh no. Like, yes. We can't keep doing shit like that. Like, what are we gonna like put him in New York, put him in space, like, you know, do that shit? No. That's too stupid. Uber Freddy. Versus Uber Jason.
See, it's so hard to do, like...
They never made a Freddy versus Jason sequel.
They didn't.
And they could have. They could have easily, because they both lived.
See, I think they did continue Freddy versus Jason in comic book format, and they brought in Ash from Evil Dead.
Oh, shit. Yes, they did.
So I feel like maybe if they do a Freddy versus Jason 2 and bring in Bruce Campbell. Could pull a lot of money.
That would be like a whole new ball game, and people would flip their lids.
Like, that would just be goofy, gory fun.
Yeah, because already people are kind of upset that like Ash versus Evil Dead kind of only hung on for what, 3 seasons?
Mm-hmm. I think
he hasn't
been
in like a major role for like a while.
Because it's so complicated to do a big final Nightmare on Elm Street with Robert Englund coming back, because Wes Craven is dead. And even then, Wes Craven did his final Freddy send-off with Wes Craven's new Nightmare. So,
and that was good. I was okay with that.
Yeah, and how can you... I don't know. It's hard to do, like... the final story that everybody wants when the creator is no longer around.
That's, yeah, that, like, I feel the same way too. Craven is dead.
Like, I don't know if this Halloween would have been what we wanted if John Carpenter wasn't so heavily involved.
Yes.
And I'm not sure how, I'm sure production-wise he was very involved, but
yeah,
score-wise, that was his baby.
Oh, God.
And I really wish they would put that on iTunes so I can listen to it, because
I know.
It's so good.
So good.
Very chilling.
Yeah, very spooky.
Which is what you should have in a horror movie.
Yeah, very spooky score. Very spooky original score. And it's there. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's so... it's so... You could just... Yeah. It's perfect. Great. Everything that you wanted it to be, it was.
It was good. I think people are being too hard on it. It was a love letter to the fans.
Calm the fuck down. Yeah. Everyone just needs to calm the fuck down and enjoy a horror movie, for fuck's sake.
Like, even the bad ones we've watched on this podcast, I have found some aspect to enjoy. Like,
1920 some London. Entertainment.
1920 London is the one I will always go back to. It was so bad.
1920 London.
But to a point so that you just can't believe how bad it is.
It was so bad. I can't even tell you how many times I left the room and I came back and it was still on.
And it was like, another
seriously?
Movie?
Yeah, it was like another movie.
You'll God never damn. Understand how confused I was when it went into that music video.
The music, like, post-credit music videos.
God, fuck me. I love it.
Seriously?
I love it. Anyway.
So glad there's, like, more. Yeah. God, that's a franchise, too.
Anyway, but you should pull up the end notes because I need to use the bathroom.
I've got them right here, the end notes. So here's the footnotes, the end notes, the works cited, citations. Yes. Okay. Well, I guess we're done here. So wait, before we go, Sam, what's the next movie that we're going to watch? Because we need to, like, get serious about this and some back.
We do, because we want to start recording every week again. The next movie will be announced on our Twitter.
Yep. Okay, sounds good. Because, like, my Netflix isn't on the TV right now. I can't check. Yeah. And we're going to be, doing a different way to choose things now.
While we're on the topic, once I get my shit together and have a little time, I am putting every horror movie on Netflix into a spreadsheet, and we're going to start randomly selecting them rather than going alphabetically. We will not re-review movies. I have a system for that. But 2018, 2019, things are going to change for Real Horror Show.
Things are going to change around here.
Things are going to start happening.
They're going to change for the better.
And
but this was a first good year.
I think it was a good year.
Really good year.
We were busy, but we stuck with it.
Yeah, I think we did really well. Yeah, and we didn't let it go at all. So that's really awesome.
But we're going to get better. I promise.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, now the time has come. So don't worry. I'm ready. Okay. So Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. Today we learned that you should
just
walk gently.
Walk gently.
Walk gently on the floor.
I've learned that it doesn't pay to be an elitist horror fan. You're ruining it for the rest of us.
Yes.
Some of us just want to have fun.
That's exactly right. I learned that you should not be a podcaster and go into a gas station restroom because you'll die. Okay. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes.
No, we're not on SoundCloud anymore.
The fuck? Uh-oh, then I better update this document.
We're on Spotify, Stitcher, and iTunes.
Spotify!
And TuneIn.
So if you guys, you fucking losers, listen to Spotify.
And we're on TuneIn and I believe the Google Play Store.
Aw, sweet. I love the Google Play Store because that's what I listen to because I'm a loser. Google Play Music.
Fucking loser.
or I don't listen to Spotify. I listen to Google Play Music, which is worse. Might as well just listen to Pandora.
Ugh.
All right. I know, right? Oh, God. You can find Real Horror Show on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and iTunes. All right. Really, really like what you hear. Follow us on Twitter at @horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Come on our website or comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something? Or do you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website, which is currently going to be under construction a little bit because we're going to revamp it.
Mm-hmm.
And follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. I know that Sam and I don't really stick to the rubric when we do our specials, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we don't always need to write notes to remember stuff.
Yeah, I pretty much know the rubric anyway, mm-hmm. like memorized.
Mm-hmm.
So we post written reviews soon, because I've been working on this review on Rob Zombie's Halloween movies for like 7 months, and I might just like write more than the title. So I think I'm going to work on that this week for sure, because I'm really excited to write about it, especially since this movie just came out. It's really given me a lot of inspiration to write.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm the only one in the whole world that likes the Rob Zombie Halloween movies a lot.
I'm not even going to publish it.
Don't even, like, say anything to me about it, but just publish it. Obviously, I'll publish it.
Okay.
It will be done in, like, 4 more months. Okay.
And you're also going to do a blog series on The Haunting of Hill House.
Yes, yes. I'm planning on doing that. I'm actually going to start that. I want to have the Rob Zombie Halloween blog finished by Halloween, and I'm going to begin The Haunting of Hill House, like, blog series in November. For sure.
So we've got some shit coming to the blog.
Yeah. So like our website will actually like have stuff like on it. You know, like you can read like words that you can read.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep your eyes open for the next things that are going to be happening. And keep your eyes open for the next written review, which would be
soon.
You know what? I really want to do a written review soon too. I'll just probably just try to do a lot of writing soon. It's a doozy. Yeah. We love horror. And if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website, where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal or sign up for monthly donations, which you really can't do yet, and receive special awards. We're working on it, but like, just think about it. Yeah, special awards based on your support level. We also have an Amazon wish list if you feel like buying us something. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff on there that we would like to have, so thank you. Any other pertinent news? Sam mentioned that we are going to be randomizing our selection of Netflix movies, so it's no longer going to be in alphabetical order. If it is, it is coincidental, and that's all.
Yep.
So I'm pretty excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Getting sick of these A movies, goddammit. Anyway, well, that's all I have for you, so thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening.
Bye.
Halloween was worth the money.
It was good.
It was worth a ticket.
Go see it.
It was good. Go see it.
Go see it.
Support horror.
Go see it.
Bye. All right. Good night. And there's a creepy doll that always follows.